people want to voice their grievance, let them notify us so that we escort them to the venue where they are going to present their griefs. Because the other people who have bad intention and evil intention will intrude. Okay, they will get a chance to implement their secret agenda. So we said in the law, the Southern Sudan Penal Court and Court of Procedure, as well as the Act, the law of evidence, it gives rights, the Bill of Rights, for every citizen to voice whatever he wants to say or to march. But it must be peaceful. And you have to put the law and enforcement forces so that for your own benefit, when you are going to present your petition, you reach to the scene of the venue peacefully. Because along the road, the intruders will come in. Those who don't like peace.
Yes. Right.
And then the intruders will come in, they will start burning cars. They will start disturbing the tranquility of the innocent citizens.
Explain to me why there is a heavy deployment
actually,
on the road.
We
people have their rights
to celebrate the heat. So the force was deployed. Okay? Just to be on alert, a show of force, to be on alert. To be alert to the citizens that there is no problem. We are ready to protect them.
You are ready to protect them from
this
what?
Is what has really happened.
You say you are showing force to ensure the citizens that you're ready to protect them.
Not showing the force to frighten them. Not showing the force to frighten them or to cause havoc, but to tell them that we are ready to protect them, their life and their property.
From
not
who?
Showing force as an aggressive force, or not showing force that if in case they go to the rampage, we will shoot them, because we accept them to present whatever griefs they do. But to keep us informed, let them write to us that we have a petition to post against the economic crisis of the day. Then we say, okay, where is going your starting point, and where do you want your petition to be presented? To whom are you going to present your petition? Then we will endorse it, and we'll escort them to the area there where they are going to present the petition. But if they do it secretly, the illegal intended group will have their own agenda, and which will not be also, it will be not peaceful demonstration, it will be unpeaceful.
And who are this group that are organizing people to go on the streets to demonstrate against the economic crisis in the country? Do you know the name of the group?
We have no data or map to particular group, okay? We have sent our intelligence forces on the ground, being the national security, being the CID, being the police, being the community who are participating to us, to help us in mapping and to identify these illegal, ill-intended people. But at the moment, we have no particular group or civil society that has come up. But we are giving what we call early warning precautions for whatever may happen, according to our intelligence gathering information.
I am getting information from Juba that the police has imposed curfew, no movement at night of civilians. Is that correct?
If the curfew is imposed legally, according to our constitution, it has to go to the parliament. And the parliament, the parliamentarians, the three arms of the government, being the executive, the legislative and the judiciary, will announce to the public that we have a curfew which will start from the morning up to the following morning. And then they will alert us in English language, in Arabic language, in all over the radio. But according to my knowledge, I have not heard of a curfew that can be done secretly, because it has to be done publicly. It has to be put in the newspaper, it has to be put in the radio, it has to be translated in the language that everybody knows.
I've come across a picture on the social media of your officer who is reported to have collapsed because he has not eaten for 4 days. What do you know about that situation?
I've never come across it, but I will check and I'll let you know and I will update you.